Mr. Madison, what you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Will the soundtrack kindly produce a sound? Go on, don't be nervous. Go ahead. Any sound? Well, that isn't quite what I had in mind.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on Radio St. Pete. So happy to be talking to you people. My name is Will Koontz, host of this here program, president, co-founder of HMB Radio. I was thinking about the other day, I had to put that on my LinkedIn, because you're supposed to make your LinkedIn not a resume, but what can you do for someone? What can I do? I can produce some sounds. I'm the founder of the sounds for HMB Radio. Anywho, well, that was an abrupt stop. Sorry about that. This podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar. 2061 Central Avenue, slybar.com. Open mic, HMB Radio, stand-up comedy open mic every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. I constantly have comics messaging me on every other Tuesday. Hey, it's Sly Bar tonight. I don't understand why this is so difficult. Every second and fourth Tuesday of the month, I try to make it as clear as possible. I also understand that people don't read stuff. I've been guilty of it at my regular job that I have, hopefully for not too much longer. You just read what you need to and you infer the rest, which is a really terrible thing to do. You should not do that. Always read the full message, because there's important things that you may not realize are there, but they're there. And they're smacking you in your face. And then when you go back and ask dumb questions, people get upset, like me. So check out the Sly Bar open mic every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue, slybar.com, facebook.com/slybarstpete, and Truvy Salon and Spa, Chrissy Parker down there at 8908 4th Street North. You're in St. Pete. Ladies, go get your nails done. Go get your hairs cut. I think they do feet, even, if you're into that. I don't know what they do at those things, but stuff happens there. So check them out. Give Chrissy a call, 727-329-9751. She'll be happy to take care of you. She has a website. I told her I Googled it, and I didn't find it come up. And I think it just might be truvysalon.com or truvysalonandspa.com, T-R-U-V-Y. Just, I don't know, Google it. But, yeah, go check Chrissy out. She does good work. Last time I got my hair cut, I went to her. Haven't got my hair cut since. It's been, like, 3 years, which is really depressing because I live like human garbage. But that's my choice as a person. So that's what happens. You gotta be accountable for yourself and only yourself. And I can do that because I live very simply. So I have to kind of... zoned out for a second. We have to pre-record these because Joe, the founder of Radio St. Pete, is going on a nice vacay for a little while. So we're pre-recording a bunch of these, so I'm just getting them all done. And I want to talk about stuff, but I just don't know if it's going to be prevalent at the time. Is that the right word? Relevant? Too much time's gone past. That's what I mean for a recent news event. Like, I recorded the one with Taurus, and I put that one out first because I talked about the gorilla thing, and it was still semi-new, so I didn't want to put it out a week later. Everyone's going to be like, who cares now? There's something else that happened. But I think it's safe to say that by the time this airs, that Hillary Clinton will be the Democratic person for president that they're putting out there. She defeated Bernie Sanders in the primaries. I think that's safe to say by now. Last time I saw that they had already declared her the winner, and this was before California and the West Coast. So basically you got Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are your two people for president, which is pretty horrifying and horrific. And I think everybody can agree on that, no matter where you lay on the political spectrum. These are not your ideal people that you want out there. You have a lady who is going to probably should be indicted for her email usage as Secretary of State. I think her own department even admitted her fault in that. And she probably should be indicted. So you got a criminal, number one, and then you have a proclaimed racist in Donald Trump, reality TV star. I still don't believe he's a racist, by the way. I've heard the things that he said, and if you put it in the context, may not be nice, may not be a nice thing to say. Don't think it's racist, though. It gets thrown around way too much, and now it doesn't even mean anything. Now when you hear it, you question it automatically because it doesn't register anymore. It used to be a hard-hitting thing, but it's been thrown around and tossed on people so often that now it's, I don't know. Maybe he is. Maybe he is. I talked to a friend of mine who said she interned or knew somebody that interned for him and said, yeah, he's a racist. Maybe could be. He very well could be. I don't know. I think the thing, though, is that people get race and class mixed up. I think it's always been a classist thing. I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump is not going to turn down hanging out with Jay-Z if he gets the opportunity. Just not a big fan of poor people in general. And I think a lot of the elitism there's a lot of elitism in the working class with the Bernie Sanders people who signal virtue for these things that they want to be correct, even though they might be nice, they're not necessarily true. Don't really want to get into it, but I think we all know what I mean, right? And there's a lot of things that while they may be morally right, they might not necessarily be correct. And there's a difference between true and false and right and wrong, if that makes any sense, morally right and wrong. And I think it's hard for Bernie supporters especially to see through that and see through their own bias. But anywho, so I don't know what's going to happen. I think that there's a third option here, which is the Libertarian candidate, who's the only third-party candidate that's available on the ballot in all 50 states. Not perfect either, in my book. Have a lot of issues with Gary Johnson. I'll still never forgive him for walking out at CPAC this year with a suit. And then he had no gel in his hair or pomade or anything, just all disheveled looking, and sneakers. I wanted to smash his face in when I saw him. This is the thing. This is why libertarians can't gain any ground, because they either seem to attract these weirdos, frankly. Everybody's out of their mind. I watched the convention. It's a bunch of guys getting nude in costumes. I don't understand what it is. I guess it's because they're about freedom, and that's what you get if you don't have any authoritarian principles. You just get a bunch of creeps, which is sad. But Gary's up there, you know, spouting his support for Bernie Sanders on a lot of issues. So there's always been this thing that third-party votes always seem to take votes away from the Republican candidate. That's what somebody was telling me the other day. I don't really know how that works. Because didn't Nader do that with Gore? Was that what it was, Gore? And then Perot did it with Bush, right? So it works both ways. So I think Gary Johnson is actually going to appeal to both of these people, because libertarians are socially liberal, physically conservative. So you're going to peel away, I think, pretty equally what's going on. Is he going to win? Absolutely not. And I understand that. I will probably vote for him because I don't like Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump is a clown, and I don't particularly want him running the country either. Frankly, I don't really want Gary Johnson running the country either. But this is the third of the three evils, is Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, had a very high approval rating there. I think he's the guy. You throw away your vote this time. There's nothing worth voting for with the other two. You got a potential racist, and you have a crook, and you have a guy that has pledged not to smoke pot while he's president of the United States. And Gary Johnson, I forget his exact quote. I tweeted it earlier. He said, I'm a pretty, what did he say? I'm a pretty dedicated cat, I think he said. So, Governor Gary Johnson, good luck to you, sir. I will probably vote for you. And I hope you put on some shoes, and I hope you put some pomade in your hair, and stop talking so much about pot. Although a lot of people like pot, so maybe you're doing the right thing. I don't know. But I think that's your guy. If you were to ask me right now, if I had to cast my ballot right now, it would be for that fella. There's only three. If you're going to throw your vote away, throw it away on something that could actually potentially do something. The only candidate with on ballot access on all 50 states. Okay, I'm done, what do you call that, soapboxing for Gary Johnson. What else did I want to... I should write this stuff down. Forget. Okay, never mind. I'll see if I remember later. So today, my guest is Miss Marilyn Jay. You can hear her on the radio. She works mornings at WTMP 11:50 a.m. I don't know what her official title is. I mean, she's on-air talent, but she's kind of the go-between for the morning show, because it's a syndicated show that runs on that station, and then she kind of fills in the blanks. But it's a really cool story how she got her job, and she's also a comic. So I figured, oh, perfect. We have very similar interests, me and Marilyn Jay. So we're going to talk to her today. And then we're going to take a break, but you won't even know, because we're banking all these. I get 2 weeks off. Joe's going to frickin' somewhere on a boat all across the world. He's going to have a nice time. But without further ado, here's Miss Marilyn Jay. I make fun of. What's up? How you doing?
So
we're just
going to
jump right into it. Miss Marilyn Jay is here.
Sounds good. Let's jump in.
I was telling her, you know, don't curse on this thing. She said, oh, no problem. I had in Chris Fisher, who was a old Wiley veteran of Tampa Bay radio, and he started a podcast. Mm-hmm. So I told him, hey, just don't curse. Oh, yeah, no problem. I almost cursed.
Right, yeah, that time
that
you almost
guy
cursed.
Cursed more than I've ever seen in my life. And I don't have a dump button or a bleep button or anything, so I'm just like, God, it's not that big of a deal. It's internet radio.
Yes.
We just try to, you know, keep it PG-13.
Unbelievably, I cannot curse.
Do you have problems with that at all now that you're doing the radio stuff?
No, because I've always worked a professional job, and comedy is like the one place I do get to curse.
Yeah.
So I like really enjoy it, and I just take it all the way.
Do you really curse in your stand-up, though?
Oh, my God.
I don't really notice.
It's 90% curse words, and then the other 10% is like ands and its and those.
They always get laughs. They're cheap laughs, but hey, you know, we'll take them at this point.
Yes,
I'll tell you what.
I do curse.
So I've known Marilyn for, I don't know, what, about a year?
A year.
You came to Sly Bar.
Maybe,
And you're a Tampa gal, so you don't really get out to St. Pete too often.
Yes. Live in Tampa, but originally from Nashville.
Okay.
I can't say I claim that Tampa gal thing, but.
It's amazing, though, how it's so close.
But I love you, Tampa.
Yeah. St. Pete and Tampa are so close, but they might as
so
well
different.
Be different nations.
Yes. And I do love St. Pete. Let's get there right, St. Pete.
That's right. You work in St. Pete, don't you? Is it near station, St. Pete?
No, we're in Tampa. Yeah, we're right off of on Howard in Tampa.
Is that iHeart?
That is AM 1150 WTMP. And we're part of Reach Media.
Reach. Okay.
Reach.
That's right. That's
yes.
Right.
You got to reach so, for me.
I like your story. I wanted to have you in. Obviously, I wanted to get you in anyway because you were a comic. And then
yes.
I hadn't seen you. This is what I was getting to. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen you in a while, understandably, yes. because Tampa's, you know, another nation state across the bridge. And I talked to you, and you go, oh, yeah, I'm on the radio now. And I was like, what? And I was so jealous.
No!
Happy for you, of course, but a little jealous, too.
Yes.
And I made you tell me the story, and I want you to tell me the story again today, even though I know it, because I think it's a great story, and it's one of these, like, I almost believe in a higher power from hearing your story.
Yes, and I do believe in a higher power. But we're not going to go there today because that's not what we're here
for. We can.
But no, really what happened is it was a day, truly, that I actually had set out to find a job. And I had went looking for other jobs at other places. And I woke up early. I got dressed and I had my pretty little resume on high quality resume paper. And I even went out and bought special little gold paper clips to set me aside from everybody else. You
sure.
see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like when I put my stuff
nice.
In your hand.
I like that.
It makes an impression. You're going to say, ooh, this lady, who's this lady with gold paper clips? And that would be me. So
they're bedazzled. They're
exactly.
fake jewels.
Yeah, like quality paper, gold paper clips. Like, yeah. But I literally set out to physically go to some places and apply for some jobs because that's what I wanted to do. And I literally walked in WTMP to pick up a pair of tickets I had won on air. On that station, and what I can say is that I walked out with a job. And that's truly what happened. So my intention going there wasn't to get a job. It was just to pick up the tickets at the end of my day because I was finished with what I was doing, and it was my off day. But I walked out with a job.
So the lady you were talking to at the front desk, you had no idea, but she was like the station manager, right?
Yeah, she was actually the GM.
The gentleman, okay.
Yeah, I just went in to pick up the tickets, and I just, you know, I talk a lot. If you guys don't know that about me, I talk for a living. I do comedy. I'm talking right now. I've been told I don't talk in my sleep, luckily, but they could be lying to me, just milking me for information. Who knows? But I just had a good old genuine conversation with her about the station, and you know, they just led to one thing led to another in conversation, and I had mentioned that I had done internet radio before, and she was like, wow, really? I said, yeah! So the conversation carried on more, and she told me that to come back and get a t-shirt like in a week or so, and I said, well, great, I can wear it on stage. And she said, well, what do you do on stage? And then I told her I do comedy, and she was like, well, you should get me your resume right away. Right away, right away. And she encouraged me to get my resume.
And you happen to have some on you, right? Because you
were
looking for a job.
Well, here's the deal. I freaking ran out of resumes, okay? And that's the crazy thing about it. So, like, I had my game together. I had ran out of resumes. And I said, it's cool because she was pushing me for the resume and had let me know that she had an opportunity coming up really, really soon that she thought I would be a great fit for, which she needs to see my resume, see what I'm working with. I sent her the resume, I sent her some comedy clips and a clip of the internet show, and bam.
Easy as
that.
The
rest is history.
So awesome.
And it's history still being written. So it is very exciting to know history still being written, and it opens up doors and opportunity. And again, it gives me an opportunity to do something that I like, which is talk.
Yeah.
I like to talk, and an opportunity to make people laugh and feel good, and that's what it's all about.
That's right. I don't even really like talking. Believe it or not,
you know?
Even though I want to do this for a living, it's still work,
it
right?
It pays, right, and it's fun.
It doesn't pay yet, but hopefully it will at some point. I just want to work 20 hours a week and be able to have a car above the year 2000.
Okay.
And maybe let's go wild, 2-bedroom apartment. Whoa.
Ooh,
I know.
Don't live too lavishly.
I'm telling you.
My God.
I'm a simple man. I don't need much. And it's not like, you know, I mean, you can make a lot of money in radio, but it's few and far between.
Yes,
really.
And you have to work it, and you have to be committed and stick with it, and it's a lot of things, and I'm learning as I go, and it's been a great learning opportunity, because I knew nothing but how to talk.
Yeah.
And now I know things, so that's great.
Was it a hard learning curve for you, just hopping into the seat with the boards and
it
all that?
It was scary. But not a hard learning curve. What I always say is I'm a quick study, whatever it is. Just like, you really don't want me to fix stuff, though. Like, you don't want me to fix jack, okay? If you want it to be broke, ask me to fix it. That's how that works. But I usually pick up things really, really quick, so it was just really scary knowing that I was in control and that, like, I would be the one responsible if we went off air. Oh, my God, who wants to be responsible for that? So I don't want silence to be my fault. So I picked it up, and I've gotten really comfortable with it, and it's great, and I'm still learning, so it's great because I get to learn the behind the scenes stuff of actually how to work the board and how to actually get the show to air. So that's great.
So your role at the station is, there's a syndicated show that plays, but in order for there to be some local connection and content, you still have to have somebody in the seat to talk about weather, traffic.
We actually interview local people. Right now I'm developing different things, doing my segments. Right now I take 2 to 3 breaks every hour. And I have a little bit of flexibility, so that way I can develop some things that are regular things for the people to tune in on specific days of the week, and like different topics to look forward to.
Like bits, like little radio bits that are. Do you have anything yet, or are you still working on
I'm
some stuff?
I'm cooking up some stuff up my sleeve. Just stay tuned. That's that Tennessee coming out of me, if you guys didn't know. So talk like a banjo, you know I can do it. But then I can get really proper too, and I can sound like Becky, and you'll never know the difference.
You kind of have an in-between of the Nashville and the prim and proper lady in your normal voice.
Yes.
It's like a perfect combo. You could go anywhere and be fine.
Yes, and that works out great.
Especially in radio. It's a non-regional dialect, I believe they call it.
I love that.
So how long have you been doing the radio stuff?
Right now, I have been there. Let me think here. Hold on here. Wow, it's just been 2.5 months, I guess not even 3 months total.
Oh, that's brand new.
Wow, yeah.
So where were you? Why weren't you coming to Sly Bar then? I thought you had this job.
Well, that's only how long it's been.
Is it really?
It seems longer, yeah. Because that was the thing. The schedule change is like insane. And then initially, I was doing a lot of station stuff as well because we had a few things going on then. And with me being new, it was important for me to be at some of the things and places that the station had going on.
True.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I can't tell time anymore. Sometimes it feels like time's going really slow.
I'll tell you, people don't wear watches anymore.
I don't.
So they don't know the time. If they don't look at their cell phone, they don't know the time. People don't know telephone numbers anymore. Again, cell phone,
don't
smartphone, making you dumb. That's what's happening. But it's a lot of people that way. So don't do that.
Well, I could tell, like, I know it's like 5 o'clock right now.
Right.
So I know the time of day. But as far as weeks and months go, like, I'm like, was that 5 years ago or like 3 months ago?
Well, see, the thing that I hate is like being in radio and you hear different like radio shows do this is they want to know like what year a song came out. I don't fucking know it's like
there's
between 1980 and 1990. What do you mean? When did the song come out? Come on.
I'm pretty good with
somebody
that.
Keeps up with it. I can't keep up with that. It's insane.
There's a trivia question. I wasn't playing trivia, but we were setting up the Yard of Ale mic. And they do trivia before the mic.
Right.
Montel Jordan's This Is How We
this
Do It.
This is how we do it.
What do you think? What year?
Oh, my God. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to get it. I'm going to say 92.
I think you're right. But now I'm thinking it might be like 95.
95?
Let me check real quick.
I have to like reference back to like being a kid and like, did I know it? Did I hear it? What was I doing in my life?
Yeah. I remember it was 95.
Wow, okay.
So there we go.
Okay, all right.
Seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. That song drove me insane.
See, I can't tell time anymore.
That song
I was
drove me
11 years old when that song was out.
Wow, yeah, I was a youngster too, so that's a good one. That is a good one.
So, yeah, I was able to help out with.
I actually have an internal clock, and I get up really early, and I really don't even need an alarm clock anymore, so it's insane. And I'm usually like a good tracker of time. Like you can just ask me at random, what time is it? And I'll be really close.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with that too, as far as getting up goes. I'm usually up by like 9, no matter what.
9? Come on, man. Anybody can wake up at 9.
I was pretty happy with myself. I'm like, hey, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, as before, a couple years ago, I was getting up at like noon.
Because the sun's been up for like 5 hours by the time you wake up.
I know. I'm kind of getting into waking up earlier. I never thought I would, but I kind of enjoy the daytime.
Yeah.
I like the night.
You can do
night's
some stuff.
Fun. Yeah, but you can actually like go to the park and walk around. Yeah. If you
I agree
to.
With you. You enjoy the morning time, but you really enjoy the nighttime.
Yeah. I'm finding them more equal. I used to be a total night owl, and I don't know what it is about.
It's comedy. Comedy makes you a night owl.
I guess so, but I was like I used to paint a lot, and that's when I used to get all my work done was at night. I think it's weird to work during the day. And I used to be up till 5 in the morning,
right.
I'd get up at 11, go to work.
Wow.
I mean, luckily I have that flexibility in my position where I'm able to do that. But then when I turned 30, that started to change.
Things
started
change.
Getting up a little earlier. I have to get up and pee now once a night, which is really annoying.
Doesn't that sting? And you have to get out the freaking bed.
It's the worst.
I know.
My dad, I feel so bad for my dad, which that's going to be me in like 10 years. He's like, I have to get up like 3 times a night.
I'm wow.
That's
a lot.
I mean, luckily I can roll out of bed and just.
Yeah, you're there. Yeah, that's great. Speaking of your bathroom, just so you guys know, I came in and I christened the place really, really well. I went to the bathroom. I took the hugest dump anybody has ever taken in this place.
All over my faucets, all over the hand railings.
No, I'm teasing. I would never do a thing like that. I would. I'd just make sure you had some spray.
Was my bathroom gross, by the way?
No, and okay, I will say, hey, guys, just so you know, Will's place doesn't look like totally like a bachelor's pad. The bathroom is unbelievably clean for a man.
Good.
And I appreciate that. Yes.
I'm messy. I have a lot of clutter, but I'm not dirty. That's one thing.
Yeah.
I don't like to be
dirty. And it's a difference.
Dirty.
Yeah, it's a difference between being dirty and being messy. Because messy is kind of like stuff everywhere, and dirty is like you ain't wiped it down in forever.
Yeah.
Like some Clorox, please. That's all we're asking for. So.
And if you let it get too out of hand, then you'll never clean it.
And then it looks really nasty and gross and makes me like sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
So, yes, you pass.
Thank you. That was important because I didn't remember. I was like, I hope I flushed the toilet.
You
like,
did.
I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like,
it's a man.
Sometimes
thing.
I forget.
But
I don't know what to tell
did.
You. Sorry.
You did great, and I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. So Miss Marilyn J is a radio personality and a comedian here in the Tampa Bay area, joining me on the Homemade broadcast on Radio St. Pete. We have to do this, even though it's a podcast, we got to do the little station
breaks. Oh, yeah, we got to announce them, absolutely.
Yes. That's how we do it.
Homemade broadcast on Radio St. Pete. You guys heard that.
So tell me how you got into comedy. When did you start that whole thing?
Comedy, let me think about it now. Comedy at this point has been, I guess, going on 2 years now. I think the first time I ever got on stage was about 2 years ago.
Where was that?
That was at Side Splitters.
Oh, okay.
So I did the whole thing. I signed up. I waited diligently for 5 years, just teasing Side Splitters, okay? it was truly like a month and a half or 2 months before I got the opportunity to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did what I recommend for all comedians to do. I completely went by myself. I did not take any friends so that I wasn't nervous or embarrassed or had to live up to anyone's expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in just straight cold turkey, and I had an idea of what I wanted to say. And it's amazing. I said everything that I wanted to say, and they actually, like, laughed at everything. And it was kind of freaky. Like, what just happened here? and it was cool. So I was like, oh, not so scary. And I did it again, and then did it again. And yeah.
Did you go back to Side Splitters? Did you try other mics?
You know, here's the deal. Again, I signed up again, and about another 6 years, they got me on. Okay, I'm just kidding. It was like, it was still a month and a half or 2 months. So it's kind of tough to stay on that stage consistently because you do have to sign up again, or you have to show up and wait half of your life.
You got to be on standby.
Yeah, and I mean, when you have a life and a job, you know, you can't always
Side Splitters mic is legit, though. Yeah. That's a really good...
Oh, it's absolutely a legit life. But see, when you got a legit job to go to in the morning and Side Splitters ain't paying you right then, you got to make a choice.
Understand. Yeah, no doubt. It's Sunday nights, right?
Yeah, it's on a Sunday night. Like, you know, like, Monday's the worst day to get back.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, that's why I didn't feel bad for, like, people at Sly, because it's like Tuesday is not much better. Well, I guess it's Wednesday morning, so it's not that
bad. Tuesday ain't so bad. And then you still get out of there at a decent time. But if you do truly just go to sign up, you go to sign up on a list like that, you could end up waiting till the end, and it really stinks. So we even get out of Sly Bar at a decent time still. So it's cool.
We try.
Yes. Yes.
So it was Side Splitters, and then you did well your first time, which is usually I don't know. I guess I was going to say that's rare, but usually about half the comics I talk to say they did okay at the very least.
Yeah.
Also, I like that you didn't bring anybody.
Yes, and again, that's what I said I recommend.
I love when I see a new person and they have 10 people with them. I'm like, yes. And then I just stick them last,
of course.
They're going to
eat you alive.
Well, no, I want to see them because they're going to be there for their person.
I see, but
right?
You keep their crowd there.
You
smart.
Keep their crowd there, yep.
Smart.
Make sure everybody gets to go in front of a crowd.
Yes.
But then also, if you do well, you get this false confidence, right? Because you're like, I'm good at this.
Uh-huh.
But you might not necessarily be good at it. You're just having your support system there.
Right.
And then you go back and be like, well, I did great. So I'm going to go ahead and head to the improv now. And
oh, yeah, then, that's everybody. They hit the road to the improv, and all they see is the lights of Hollywood.
Yep. And then you get nothing. And
yeah,
then
they get there, and then they see Compton and Crenshaw, and their life changes.
But they get this false confidence, and they go in thinking they're going to murder, and then they get nothing at the improv. And I think it really tears, because there's some people that might be okay at it if they keep working at it.
Yeah.
And then they just give up. Because they're just like, oh, my God, nope, I made a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
So it's better just to go in.
With nobody.
With nobody.
Yeah, with nobody. There's no pressure. There's no, you know, eyes. And, again, they can be your support, but they really know you. And they may have already predetermined what they think and expect of you.
Absolutely.
So you want people that, hey, just have an objective view on
unbiased them. Opinion. Yeah,
yes,
that's
it.
Your best friend. So having your friends there is not the best idea.
Okay.
Although I encourage you to do so as the runner of a mic. Please bring your friends.
Bring them all.
Make sure you're hungry and thirsty and eat food and drink beers.
And bring them all at Sly Bar, especially because
the beer
menu, the
divine.
Host.
Divine.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and Yard of Ale, too. I forgot about that one. Yard of Ale is every Thursday now. That's right downtown.
Okay.
It's right on that main block, you know, the main downtown
I've been
block.
Yard of Ale.
It's a fun bar.
Yeah.
It's a tough racket. I'm not going to lie. It's not a performing bar.
Right, because it's a large bar with kind of just different areas. So even if it has a crowd, they may not necessarily be where you guys are and tuned in.
We canceled it last week because John was out of town. I had jury duty. So we canceled it last week. But the week before, it was...
Jury duty. He's seen his probation officer.
So I remember that. And it's just like a bunch of hot chicks that go there. And then like
Well,
the
hey,
dudes,
that sounds good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I'm not complaining. But they're usually drunk. And I don't know about what it is about hot
chicks.
Well,
drunk people laugh a lot.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I think hot, drunk chicks aren't used to getting told no very often.
So they're annoying.
So they're super annoying.
Uh-huh.
And then they think it's karaoke for some reason. They'll come up and request songs.
That happens
once a week.
That's the bad judgment of alcoholism. So.
That's just being a retard and being 21
that
years old
is hilarious.
And a lady.
That's
but,
hilarious.
Yeah, every time we get requests for karaoke.
Wow.
But it's a tough racket in there. But if you do well in that room, you know you're on the right track. Because we've had people that have drawn the crowd in, and that's the thing that you really need to do, right? It's not the audience obligation to listen to you. You have to make them listen.
And that's what I always say is that, you know, especially if we do these things in bars, and I can even say slide bar, any other bar, if the patron came to the bar, they may not have come to the bar for our comedy, and they have the right to drink and to talk and do whatever it is they want to. And we can't be upset because they don't listen, because they have the choice. They have the right to make whatever choice they want.
Right.
You know, so if they don't listen, don't be upset. It may be of no offense to you at all. It's just that, heck, they didn't come for comedy, and you just happen to be on stage.
I would agree with not paying attention and drinking.
But not
I don't
being
think
loud and being rude.
Yeah, you can't be loud and just
I
have
agree
a
there. Because that's, you know, and that's just in general. They shouldn't be so loud to where they're being rude to anyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good thing about Sly Bar, you just go outside.
You can.
And then
it
you
is
talk
great.
As loud as you want. Yeah.
Yeah, so usually I don't get offended if people aren't chimed in. I'll sometimes pick on someone if they look like they may be a little fun and the crowd will enjoy it. But otherwise, I usually don't get upset to people who have the right to do their own thing, and I let them talk. And, you know, I don't, like, call them out and do kind of mean, crazy stuff.
I always like
when... Because it ain't cool. Because then the thing is, you don't want to disrespect... The owner's business, because it's essentially disrespectful when you disrespect their customer. And if your little broke comedy telling tale ain't buying drinks, their customers are. And don't run somebody's customers off, because that's rude.
That's a fact.
To the establishment.
That's why I always like when Daniel Figueroa is there.
Yes.
And you have a little bit of a rowdy crowd where they're not really paying attention. He will not hesitate to viciously attack, which is the last taboo as far as comedy goes, right? Is attacking your audience. I don't do it because I'm afraid, number one. I don't want to have the bar lose business, number two.
Yes.
I've, you know, snidely maybe said some things, you know, under my breath or something like that, mm-hmm. that maybe you get the hint. But he will go right in and attack. And usually it works. I'm just like, thank you, Daniel.
I'm glad
I appreciate
he can pull it off.
It works. I don't know if it works for him, but it works for me. So he's like my little guard dog, and I sick him on people.
So it works out. That's good.
It works for me.
That's good. That's good.
So you're from Nashville.
Yes.
Nashville. I don't think I've ever been there.
Well, you should
But I heard it's a great city.
Oh, my God. The food is great.
Yep.
The music is great. Even if you don't listen to country music and you freaking hate it, great. You don't have to listen to country music or do anything country. You can go and have a wonderful time and still listen to good music and food.
I mean, I guess, like, Nashville would be considered, like, a country music city, but there's a lot of music.
Oh, it has the best recording studios, like, in the country, and you get, like, every artist of every genre of music comes to Nashville to record.
Yeah.
And it's a no paparazzi state, so you could see, like, stars, like, in the restaurant,
at
the
mall. Doesn't, like, Jack White from the White Stripes have something there?
I have no idea who that is.
You don't know who the White Stripes are? Oh, my gosh.
No, don't hold it against me.
I think he does.
Is it rock music? What kind of music?
Yeah.
Because see, some genres of music, I love the music, and I don't know the artist. I just listen to what I like.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you? I find myself not listening to music really anymore.
Oh, I do, because I so love music.
More of a podcast listener.
And the thing is, I'm really not even in control of the music on my show, which is interesting, and people think I have more control over the music than I do, and I do not. But I'm a big lover of music, all genres, ironically, except for country. It's a handful of country songs I like because I had to listen to the crap all my life.
Yeah.
But,
you know,
I'm not a country fan.
This is another thing about getting older. I found myself stopped on the country station the other day. I don't know what it was. I used to vigorously make fun of country music and what it was.
And you stopped in that one little line, gotcha.
I think I was like, yeah, I've had my heart broken. I love beer.
There you go.
I have a pickup truck.
There you go.
This song is for me.
There you go.
It was written for me.
Yeah, and so that's what they make you feel like. They do. Yeah. Those country guys. They're good.
Also, that's good. Like the only genre of music. Well, it is. Okay, so here's the two things with country music.
Yes.
Super depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Lost my dog in a fire. My pickup truck got stolen. Or super happy. I want to get drunk on Bud Lights and watch this little mama shake it up all night.
Well, no, we're going to say
great.
Super raunchy, because you're right. I'm telling you, I've
but
heard some
always,
of those songs.
Yeah.
And when you actually listen to the words, you're like, did he just say that? And they say some raunchy stuff.
They always manage to kind of disguise it,
they
though,
do.
Enough to
they
get away with it.
They disguise it over a banjo.
Yep.
They do that, and it works. It amazes
it's
me.
It's great. So, amazes I mean, me. Those are the two. I'm getting the sunlight right in my face.
I see it right on you.
Hold on one
right
second. I'm going to pause this thing. Okay, sorry about that. The light was just gleaming right in my face.
Yes. He was going to have a tan down the left side of his face only. So
or good. Be blind in one eye. I still can see the, you know, when you look into the sun and you got that little spot right in front of your eye that flashes? Permanent damage right there. So when did you move to Tampa?
I moved to Tampa probably about 4 years ago now.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
What made you make the move?
Well, I wanted to live in another part of the country and live outside of my hometown city. And I had never lived outside of my hometown. And I just happened to know friends that lived here, and I had visited before. And it made it an easy transition, knowing people and had visited and knew the city a little bit. So I said, why not just do it? I can talk about it, or I can just freaking do it.
That's always amazing to me. I've known a lot of people that have just been like, yeah, I'm just going to move.
Yeah.
To me, that just is, first of all, I don't know where you get the money to do that.
It costs money. Now, let's get that right. So let's put that out there. Before anybody thinks about moving out of state, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Okay? So, yes, it does cost money. And you have to have a lot of things lined up. But like I said, I wanted to live outside of the state. And like I said, even now, I want to live in another area of the country. Not right now. But I still see myself living somewhere else in the country and even outside of the country in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. So, with radio, if you're going to pursue radio as a profession, you have to move a lot. So you might have that luxury of just be, oh, I got fired.
And let's hope it's a place that I like.
Yeah. It may not be. There's always
this. Let's hope it's a promotion.
Yeah. There's always that. You ever seen Howard Stern's Private Parts movie?
No.
should watch that.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
But he talks about early in his career where he's going all over the place. Like, I think he even had to go to Montana or something like that for a while. Somewhere, I don't know, North Dakota, South Dakota, somewhere like
right.
that.
Like, it was Colorado. It'd been okay.
Colorado's cool. Yeah, but not every place is Colorado, that's for sure. So you got some shows you're putting together with the station. Comedy shows, right?
Actually, with the station, no. I don't have any shows with the station. What I have coming up with the station is actually an artist showcase, which is a music show. That actually will be June 9th. I don't know when this is airing, but it'll be on June 9th.
I'll be too late. Okay. We're banking these, but...
I see. All good. Hey, it'll be money in the bank real soon. But I'm part of an artist showcase on June the 9th. It's the 2016 Southeastern Music Conference. It's actually a three-day conference. But June 9th is the kickoff, and I'll actually host that night. And I will be introducing panelists the other two nights. So I'll be involved in the in the conference all 3 days, which is really cool.
Awesome.
Yes. And then I do have the Laughing House Comedy coming up, which will be a once-a-month comedy event in Tampa at Studio Movie Grill. Very nice, classy dinner and movie place.
This is in West Shore Mall, correct?
No, University Mall.
University Mall.
Yes.
Okay,
and don't fret, people. Don't, like, hold on to the edge of your chairs. They are going through a major redevelopment, and Studio Movie Grill is the first part of that redevelopment, and it's beautiful. And if you look them up, Studio Movie Grill is, like, on point.
I've never been to University Mall, but I've heard many
yes.
stories.
Well, if you go, I would say their Macy's has amazing sales.
Yeah.
Yes, the Macy's has amazing sales, and then go to Studio Movie Grill and get dinner and a movie, and I wouldn't shop at any of those other stores, and I'd walk really, really fast. No, I'm teasing. No, but it's a nice place. But that is going to be once a month. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're kicking that off on June the 24th of this month, and it'll likely be the fourth Friday of every month.
Nice.
So that's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll be the regular host of that and also be responsible for bringing the talent in as well.
Is there like a website or anything for people to find out about that?
Yes, they can go to thelaughinghousecomedy.com, and they can also just look up Laughing House Comedy on Facebook as well.
Do you have a lineup for this month?
Yes, this month we will be bringing you my Facebook boyfriend, Jeff Ray.
Jeff Ray?
Yes.
Love Jeff
Ray. My Facebook boyfriend.
Jeff Gay.
Is that cool? Yes, but he's still my boyfriend, though. And then we'll actually have Pearl's son.
Okay, no Pearl, sure.
Fat Funny MF, a.k.a. Joe Fonseca.
I don't think I've met him. I don't know him.
Yeah, well, he's really good.
Okay.
He's good.
Take your word for it.
I like him, yes. And then we will have the lovely Latrice Allen. She's off the chain, so she's going to be great. And we'll also have Case Casey.
See, this is the thing. Nation States. I don't know the last three comics. And I'm pretty, uh-huh. I mean, I've been doing it for years now, and I still don't know these people.
Yes, well, these are some good comics, and I'm working on a really, really good special guest. So if he blesses me, as he stated, he should be available to do. It's a special guest, and he's very exciting, and I can't announce him yet until he confirms. So,
nice. Marilyn, yes, we got to go already, but please.
My God!
Thank you for coming in, and please give me your social media where to find it quickly.
Yes, thank you for inviting me. You guys can just go to Facebook and type in Miss Marilyn J. Just like Baby said, put some respect on my name. All right, all three of y'all. So that's Miss M-I-S-S Marilyn J on Facebook, on Instagram, and I am... I'm on Twitter, but I ain't a tweeter, though. I need to get my game
yeah,
up.
You do.
So, yeah,
you do.
And you guys can listen to me on AM 1150 WTMP, Monday through Friday, 6 a. to 10 a.
Very good. Y'all finished or y'all done?
You finish or you're done. I agree with you. All three of y'all. That's right.
Put some respect on it. Miss Marilyn J., thank you very much.
You thank
can
you,
follow
Will. You're
me
awesome.
On Facebook at HMB Radio, facebook.com/HMB Radio, home_made_man. Leave a message for the show, 813-693-2124. Instagram is the same as a Twitter, home_made_man. See you Tuesday, second and fourth Tuesday at Sly Bar, every Thursday at Yard of Ale. Check out hmbradio.com for more info on those events. Have a great week. Joe, enjoy your vacation. See you later, everybody.
Ta-ta!